Let's go right there. Okay, so we're gonna move on for now. There is another, really is another half, not a half, there's another portion of the sugya of Makom Kavua that's really on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, and could be we'll come back to it. Maybe we'll connect with it now. But it is important. I was talking to somebody last week at the end of Thursday's Chabura. We were looking at the sugya of Makom Kavua. Makom Kavua is where a person is supposed to choose a place specifically by davening, at least that's the Gemara was discussing, a specific shul, a specific minyan, a specific place in the shul, and to sit there again and again and again and again and not to stop. And then the God of Avram will help you. You're an Anav, you're a Chassid. We went through this at length. I was just talking to somebody, and then we also brought it into the purpose of the creation, Tzimtzum and the Kav, if you remember. Standing in one place is really connecting to the beginnings of creation. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Metzamtzem, all of the Ein Sof into one Makom, one Chalal. And then in that Chalal, he sent the Kav. He sent that, right? You have the ray of light. Anybody, you know those sugyas? Not so much. Okay, maybe yeah, maybe no. Hakoponim, when a person sets a specific seat, no? I discussed it last week. It's too much.
That's it.
That's all you got. Okay, well, when a person sets himself in a certain place, he's mitzamtzim. Mitzamtzim is the right to constrict himself to a certain place, certain seat. He's not sitting in many seats, and he's not dragging around the base measures like some people like to walk up and down. He's sitting in one seat in one place, so he's constricting himself. When you're constricting yourself, sometimes constriction is not really constriction. Sometimes constriction is really opening you up to something greater. See, when some people, let's say Shabbos, you have Shabbos. So some people think, oh, I'm constricted. I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't do this. I can't do that. Right? There's 39 melachos times a million subcategories of things that I cannot do. Right? And that's what people. That's how many, many people look at Shabbos. It's a din. It's a gevura. It's a structure. Live within it and just deal with it. Right? However, those who understand the way the world works, it's not just in the Torah world, it's the way Kadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world, is that when you have a structure that you have to stay within, that opens you up to something deeper. It's limiting your ability to go outside of that place, but it's opening up a whole new realm of existence in the Pinimis. Shabbos. So I can't work. I can't do Thera Melachos. But you can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a much deeper way than you've done the whole week. You can connect to davening if you're willing. You can connect to davening. You can connect to yourself. You can connect to breathing. You could just be, because you're not in a million places. You can't do those things. You can't be on your phone. Everybody's begging not to get my phone away. It comes to Shabbos, they're like, oh, I'm so bored. I want my phone back. What happened to the... You can't do all that stuff. So now you're open to deepening a relationship, a connection with yourself, with your family, with your dominant, with your spirituality, with your inner self, right? So when it comes to a Makom Kavua, when you're right, that makes sense, right? It means a big sugya. This
people
is
people get upset when you take your seat.
Well, that's probably because of Gaiva, but which needs to be worked on also. Yeah, the people who are taka an anof. This is what we said. When a person sits in a Makom Kavua, when he dies, the Gemara says they eulogize him as high chassid, high anof. He's called a chassid and an anav. So last week we said in passing that a person, a true anav, is someone who he gets a seat almost all the time, and when he doesn't say anything. It's a true anav. That proves that you're an anav sometimes. And when you have a makom kavua, you're there every single week, and some guest like slips in there 1 week, he got there a few minutes late. You know, the guys who need to work on their anava, we'll say it in a positive way, they're very upset. They're like, stand next to the guy, they'll like take the sitter right in front of him. Oh no, it's okay, it's okay, you could sit here. Guy's like, no, you sure? You want me to, I can move. Guy's like, yeah, okay, fine, you know. Or he gets upset, or you have a guy who doesn't get his makom kavua and he's standing on the side and he's just angry the whole time, and there goes his davening, because he can't, how can this person, or if it's a guy from shul, ooh, that's even worse, a guy who knows that it's his makom kavua. But a person who's a true anav, no one gets their seat every single time. Yeah, there's rare people who, you know, get to shul at 4 o'clock in the morning, they get it every single time. But once in a while, you don't get it. That proves you're a nova, that you're totally calm. Okay, so today and again, it's okay. Kadosh Baruch Hu still loves me. He can still hear my prayers from everywhere. Right? It's like, well, you think that it's only in your seat that Kadosh Baruch Hu can hear you? The answer is your bal gaiva. That's because you want your seat. That's your place. That's my place. Are you like a dog? Like you have like, you're like, your dad almost like, that's what dogs do, right? They have their like, they circle around and go to the bathroom in that same place. Come on. So perfect in every other area that, you know, so upset about your makom. I can't. Rebbe's upset. You know, he doesn't get there early. And if you don't get there, so then relax. Go down. There's a big boreolum. He's also 7 feet over to the right. So when a person's mitzamtzim himself, his physicality, I'm not moving from this place, it opens him up to a much larger spirituality, a much larger ruchnius. I tell people, no, I can't get confined to this one seat. I need to like walk around the entire basement just and do laps. And, you know, I could daven and I could also get exercise. You know, like, why not? Like, why not kill two birds with one stone? Then you're just in the world of physicality. Then you're in the world of gashmis and you're not really connecting to Kodesh Baruch. That's the kind of person who his entire davening is just bakashas. Can I have this, Hashem? Can I have this? Can I have this? Can I have this? Can I have this? Hashem's like, I got it already. But like, do you even know me? Do we have a relationship over here? Do you appreciate what you have already? Did you praise me today? Did you thank me today? This guy is drawing around the base measures. He's like looking, oh, that guy's a nice watch. Kushbo, can I have that watch? Can I go? He's in the world of physicality. He's not bound by anything. And therefore, he's not connected to the Boreal. So when you're in a makam kavur, you're simple, it's panimi. In that place, that's where Kodesh Baruch Hu shines. It's called the Kav. The Kav is Kaveh El Hashem, hope to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's opening up to everything. In that little place, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is everything. Kodesh Baruch Hu is always everything. He's always everywhere. But we can't connect to that unless we limit ourselves. To limit the gashmias, limit the makum, and then you're open to all the ruchnis. All right, that was the sugi of makum kavua. It's very, very important. And there's many applications of that. I'll even tell you, because this is what I was starting with, and we got drawing around over here, that even in this, even when you're learning a certain sugi, right, we have a concept called Ian. There's Ian and there's Bekias. Ian, generally, and is where you take a sukya, a blakama, whatever it is, or a rishon, or anything, and you Ian means I am. Look into it again and again and again, deeper and deeper and deeper. Bekias is more, you know, you move. See ground. And there's two types. That's why in the yeshiva system, they have a seder for Ian and they have a seder for Bekias, because a person needs both at the same time. Even a person nowadays, he learns his daf yomi. That's beautiful. That's Bekias. Person should have a seder of Ian. Now, Ian, there's many types of Ian. I don't want to get into that now. Ian doesn't have to mean Gemara Shatosis. Ian could be Gemara. Just get the Gemara clear. Right? Very often we just learn a Gemara and we move on. People are learning, what's it called? The program in Yeshiva? Kinnim Masechta, let's just say. That's an example. Kinnim Masechta is, the point is to be Ma'ayan into six lines a night. That's it. Just make sure you get those lines. That's Ian. You don't have to go to Rashi, Tosfos, Ben Yoyadas, and Sfasem. Just make sure you get the Gemara clear and see it again and again and review it, and that creates a deepening in a person. So when your person's learning Ian, it's called a Makam Kavua. Right? It's called a Makam Kavua. When a person does anything again and again and he sits in that place, it's called Makam Kavua. Now, there's a taiva, like, I got to break out of here. There's like this, it's Shabbos, I got to like, you know, I need my phone, I need something else outside of that, I can't be in this structure. So for some people, for Ian, it's very hard for them. It is hard. But if a person is able to, if he has it, not every personality is different. No one's judging anybody. But if a person can be okay with sitting on the same thing again and again, the same makam kavua, every single time, the same minion, the same, it can actually open up a depth that you didn't see the first 15 times. Because you went at it again and again and again. If you've ever been zocha to think about a certain thing in a healthy way, some people think in not healthy ways, but if you've ever been zocha to think about a certain idea in a healthy way, again and again and again, sometimes you realize after the fifth or sixth time some like nuance, some explosive idea that you saw the thing 10 times, but you didn't realize it until Kodesh Baruch opened it up. You never would have gotten to that amazing idea had you not stayed on it again, again. That's the sugi of chewing your cud. That's why one of the signs of a kosher animal: chew its cud, chew it, send it down. Bring it back up, chew it again. It's the same sugi. Right? It's the sugi of makom kavua. It's the sugi of sitting in one place, being mitzamtzim. It's a gevura, the kedusha. Because when, right, gevura again, the entire world is one gevura. Kadosh Baruch is mitzamtzim. All the Ein Sof into a Sof, into a finite place. In the finite place, Kadosh Baruch sends this kav, which is a ray of infinity. So when a person in this world wants to connect to infinity, to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Ein Sof, you need to mitzamtzim yourself to some degree. Already as Jews, we're mitzamtzim ourselves because we can't do anything in this world, right? We have to keep it the Torah. But then even with that, and even within that, and even within davening and learning, there's different ways to mitzamtzim yourself, but never to hurt or to squeeze or to choke. It's to keep away anything that's chitzoni in order to allow one to open up to the pinimi. Sometimes the person's like, okay, I can't do this anymore. Fine. So then, you know, your madregas, maybe you just need a break and then go in again. But yeah, the person has to, we have to learn the sugyas intellectually to at least have an understanding of what's going on. So then we can choose. Then you get a bechira. You can't have true bechira unless you know, right? How could you make a choice if you don't even know what's tov, what's ra, what this is? I choose the yellow shirt. Okay, you like yellow. But what happens if you don't even know Ian versus Bekir? You have no Havana, right? So then you can't make a choice. That's not a healthy choice. That's not a, what's the word? There's not a, not a healthy choice. Not a proactive choice. That's not a, what?
Informed.
Like an informed choice. It's not
informed decision.
Informed decision. It's, so we all know that. So I'll go upon him. We're going to move on right now. And the sugya is connected to the lesson. So let's go to Vavam Viz. We're in the little lines. It's like five lines up from the big, big lines. One, two, three. It's two dots. Four or five lines up. Third word on the line. Amar by the two dots. Vav Amud Beis. Yeah, we got it? Okay.
Where are we again?
Vav Amud Beis. See the Vav Amud Beis? You see the big, big fat lines?
Yes.
Move up like five lines. There's a two dots. The word says Amar.
Got it?
Okay. Amar Bichelbo. Amar Rav Huna. So Bichelbo says the name of Rav Huna. Hayotze mi beis haknesses. We've been talking about going into the shul. Now we're talking about leaving the shul. Hayotze mi beis haknesses. When one leaves shul, and every day, whatever goes in must come out. Hayotze mi beis haknesses. Al yafsia psiagasa. Don't take, how would you translate psiagasa?
Large steps.
Large steps. That's the most basic understanding. Large steps. I think Rashi even says that. We'll see in a second. Don't take big steps, large steps. Fine. That's it. Don't take large steps. Says the Gemara Amar Abaye, says Abaye, Lo Amran, El Mepak. We only said this, don't take big steps when leaving Mepak to go out of Shul. Ava Lameya, but to go into Shul? Mitzvah, Lemarait. It's a mitzvah to run. Lemarait is the Aramaic for running. It's a mitzvah to run. Shneh Marni brings a pasuk. What's his base here? One second, the Bach. Bach says, Veneda. Ah, look at, you see that hay right there? Okay, hold your finger on the hay. For those who have the argumars, go to the right side by the margin. The hay. Veneda near the faladasas Hashem. Everybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
The pasuk. It's pasuk in Hosea. Not Yehoshua, not Yeshaya, but Hosea. Should we do some Nach testing? Where's Hosea in Nach?
Where it should be.
What? Where it should be.
That's towards the end.
Fourth one.
It's part of a bigger group. Part of Treyasar. Listen, I only knew these things, okay, a few years ago, but definitely not in high school. Hoshea is the first of the Treyasar. The minor, there's also 12 minor Nevi'im. Nachum, you heard of Habakkuk, Ovadia, Chagai Zechariah, Malachi, all these, they're all in this one called Treyasar. It's in one Sefer.
Yeah, that's the high school girls for this one.
My daughter, it's unbelievable. I never knew. It's unbelievable what they memorize and they know, and she knows it.
Boys should learn it too.
But see, girls, you know how they memorize it? Because they sing songs. Boys can't sing songs about Treyasar. That's they can't do that. What Rebbe's going to do that? Now, if they teach them at sixth grade, they have a chance. But once they get to like seventh, that's it. No Rebbe singing, you know, Treyasar with his kids. We should, but anyway. So Hosea is the first of the 12, and the pasuk says, Veneda near the faladas as Hashem. Veneda is a lashon of das. Near the what's near the Rodef chases after, runs after. Ladas as Hashem, to know Hashem. So it says Abaye, when a person's going into shul lemeal, going up into shul, mitzvah lemarayit, it's a mitzvah to run. Shneimar near the fa ladas as Hashem.
Why does he switch to the word?
Near the fa, it's out of order.
Who the Bach?
Plus.
The pasuk? No. Yeah, look carefully.
Shneamar nerdefa ladas as Hashem.
Good.
And then the pasuk is veneda nerdefa ladas.
He added the first word.
He added the first word. The Bach said that you missed the first word. So this, we'll talk about that in a minute. Right, the Gemara says nerdefa ladas as Hashem. Run after to know Hashem. Right? Going into shul, running after knowing Hashem. What does that mean?
Run to shul.
Let's just finish the Gemara and we'll pick apart some of these lines here. Amr B'Zeira, yeah? Basic, right? Don't run out of shul, run into shul. We can learn it very basic. Amar Rabbi Zeir.
Also backwards.
Also backwards.
Then you go into shul and then you leave shul. Shouldn't the lines been flipped?
Well, Rabbi Chelbo said when you leave shul,
right?
You want them to. He wasn't even the one who's about going into shul. That was a bye.
Right.
Leaving shul, there's an issue. Okay. Amar Rabbi Zeir. Says Rabbi Zeira, May Reish, originally, Ki Hava Chazina Lehul Rabbana, when I saw the rabbis, the Karahati Lepirkat Bishabasa, when I saw the Rabbanan, the Karahati, that they were running, Lepirkat, to the Shir, Bishabasa on Shabbos. It used to be on Shabbos, they used to have these big Shirim, Halach Shirim and things. And all the scholars would be going to the Shir. So he said, I used to see them running to Shir. So Amina, I thought Ka, Yatilo Debacher, he changes the word here, not Mechalion, but. Look at the gimel. Mechalalin. Right? Trade a yud for a lamed. Mechalalin means Mechal Shabbos. Which is interesting. And I'll just point out, there's a lot of things to point out, but the word Mechalalin, Chalal, Chalal upon it. Right? When a person's Mechalal Shabbos, so you could say, comes from the Lashon Chal, Chol, Cheslamed. Cheslamed means weekday, non-sacred. So when you do something on Shabbos, that's not Shabbos dik, whether it's an Isser or it's not Shabbos dik, you're Mechalal Shabbos because you made it Chol, made it like Chol. But if you say Mechalalin, there's a double Lamed, which is Chalal. Chalal means empty space. Halil?
Chalim, Chalim, Halo.
That's
Chalim, Chalim, Halo.
Halo, Halo, Halo. That's like, similar, yeah.
Empty space.
Yeah. I think it's Halel. I'm going to try to work that in, but I was like, it's going to be a tough one. Right, halo, chalum, chalim, right. So that comes from the Lashon Chalal. So we use that word chalal, we use it on Thursday, and I was just discussing it right now. So just to bring us back, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is mitzamtzem, his infinite self, to make a makom kavua, for there to be a world, the Lashon of the Arizal is called a chalal hapanui. It's called an empty space, as they translate. Chalal means a space, a makom kavua. So when we have the Inyan of Shabbos and we're supposed to be entering in to the Makom of Kedusha, but then you are Mechalel the Shabbos, you've just emptied out the entire space of the Kedusha. Right? You're not allowing, right? We just said, keep out, make a structure, keep out all the Chitzonius in order to have the Pinimis. Keep out all the Avodah, the Malacha of the week in order that you can do the Malacha Sabore. It's hard to daven when you're thinking about work. It's hard to learn when your phone's on you. So on Shabbos, we have the opportunity to push all that away. You can't even be involved in that. It shouldn't be bothering you because you can't connect. Now you're open to connecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But if you then do something that's Mechalel Shabbos, you've then taken a holy space and you're just Mechalel. You just emptied it out. You just allowed all that stuff to come in. It's like when Rabbi talks about bringing, nowadays we all do it, but you bring one of these phones into the Beis Medrash, you just brought the entire world, every possible thing. Now, we're not doing bad things, but the potential in this thing, it's limitless, what it can have on here, right? So you're taking a holy space, and we're bringing in something that potentially can be Mechalal, the whole thing, right? It's the sugya we're learning over here. So he said, Amar Rabbi Zeir, originally, when I saw the rabbis running to the Shir on Shabbos, Shir on Shabbos, Kedusha, Shir on Shabbos is huge. But when they're running, I thought, and we'll learn where that's from, I thought that was a Chilul Shabbos. I thought they were being Mechal Shabbos. You can't run on Shabbos. Shabbos is a time of Nachas. Shabbos is not a time for running. So I thought they were ruining the entire Shabbos by running. So I thought they were being Mechal Shabbos. Kaven the Shaman Allah, but then when I heard the Shaman Allah, when I heard the Rabbi Tanchum, when I heard the statement of Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, the name of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, La Olam says Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, La Olam forever, Yoritz Adam the Dvar Halacha. A person should always run to a Dvar Halacha. V'yafilu b'Shabbos, right? Shabbos generally we don't run. We'll bring you the Gemara in a second. We're not supposed to run, but for Dvar Halacha, of course you run. To the Shir, you have to run. Shneimar brings a pasuk. Achrei Hashem yelehu ka'ari yishad. We'll discuss that pasuk in a second. But Rishu ben Levi says you should always run, even on Shabbos to Dvar Halacha. So ananami rahitna. I also started running. I thought that they were being mechal Shabbos by running. You know, let it run on Shabbos, even to a Shir. No. Once I heard Rishu ben Levi say you should run to a Shir on Shabbos, I started running myself. I'd kind of go on.
Is this a different leap place from where they learned the halacha? Because you could have learned it from the first pasuk also. Near the Adas Es Hashem. If it's a mitzvah, then...
Good. So they asked this question. Why didn't Rabbi Shubin Levi bring from the original pasuk Near the Adas Es Hashem? Right, we just learned that pasuk Near the Adas Es Hashem means it's a mitzvah to run to shul. So when Rabbi Shubin Levi says it's a mitzvah to run to the shir, that's also Near the Adas Es Hashem. So they asked that question. We'll get to the answers because... As I would say, Sunday, I don't have enough time to really see everything that I would like to, but I did see that. So we will get back to it. There's a lot of nekudas here.
I was just telling this to my son on Shabbos because it was raining.
Yeah.
And I said you could run to shul. I said, anyway, you could run, even if it's not raining, but on Shabbos also, if it's raining, you're allowed to run.
Right. So run. And the kid's like, yeah, but you get more wet if you run. Right? It's like the lumdus. No, if I run faster, so it's raining, hit me harder. No, this is true. So let's see some Rashi's for a minute. There's a lot to see here, right? You think it's a little Gemara. We just move on. But if we're Ma'ayin, there's a lot in every Gemara. A lot in every Gemara. So let's see Rashi. Go to the right side. So I'll... Yeah.
But I don't understand the proof of, like, in Vav, like, where it says run.
Yeah.
Just says go after, like, a lion.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So we didn't really discuss the pasuk. This pasuk is difficult.
After God, you walk. Like a lion. It says walk, right?
Yeah, this is let's bring out the problem. I don't have a good answer for it yet. I was thinking about it this morning. So again, Rabbi Shubin Levi says it's a mitzvah, or it's no, he doesn't say a mitzvah. It's very interesting. Another thing to point out. I'm sorry, I'm making everybody crazy, but Rabbi Shubin Levi says olam yaretz adam. A person should always run to a dvar halacha. Yes, but before. Go back to Abaye for a second. Go up a few lines. I just want to point this out also. Amar Abaye, first words in the line. Amar el mepak avalameil, but to go to shul, what does he say?
Mitzvah.
Mitzvah the marayit. So mitzvah. What does that mean, a mitzvah? It's a mitzvah deraisa. It's a mitzvah derabanan. Why did Rabbi Shubin Levi only say, la'olam you should run? Just pointing out the differences. In every word, we can be medayik in a gemar. So at some point, we have to try to get back to them. Sometimes you see the gemar throws around lashonos like, it's a mitzvah to do this, a mitzvah to do that. Well, it's not a mitzvah in the Torah. That's not a mitzvah derabanan classically. There's only seven of those. So what does it mean when the Gemara says mitzvah? Mitzvah is lashon sivui. That's what mitzvah usually means. It's a command. It's a command from the Torah, Hashem, or it's a command from the rabbis. But when we say it's a mitzvah l'marahit, it's a mitzvah to run to shul, what does Abaye mean by that? And we've seen that many. I think we've probably seen it a few times already. We'll get back to it. Does he say it by the... All right, we'll get back if I can find some other places. But I think we had such a lashon, a mitzvah to do this. It's like you throw it around. You just like throw it around like it's a mitzvah. This I love. This I love that. A mitzvah. So, yeah.
The olam one.
Yeah.
They change it to.
Whoa! Okay, we'll get there. No, so there's a dvar mitzvah.
Right.
Yeah, so it's a different inyan. Another thing Yisrael's pointing out, and we will have to get to it. You see in the first big line. La'olam yaretz adam. You see that? So you see that aleph there in brackets? See that? Okay, so you have to find, like, around the whole page, where's the aleph with brackets? So it's on the left side, it's the gro, the hagosa gro. Right, they found the gro's gemaras, and they took all his side notes and his margins. So you see that on the left side, hagosa gro, the aleph in the brackets? Yeah, David, you see it? It says, gemar l'dvar halacha, our gemara said, la'olam, Rabbi Shubin Levi says, la'olam, person should run for a dvar halacha, Ner Be'enai, we're going to see tomorrow, girsas ha'rif v'harash, if you look at the girsa, the way that the rush and the riff bring the gemara down, mitzvah. Meaning, what Rabbi Shubin Levi was saying is, la'olam yaretz adam l'dvar mitzvah. A person should always run to a mitzvah, not to a dvar halacha. Okay, so what... What's the difference there? What's the difference?
Well, Tavar Halacha is like learning to shear, I guess, versus everything, every mitzvah. Yeah.
Here he's talking about a shear, though.
Right. I'm saying, but now it's expanding it.
Correct. Like, but we'll have to see
why or how. Or,
yeah. Why was that switched? Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of little nekudas here that we have to work on. So there, I'm just pointing out that that's a Tavar Mitzvah to an actual L'char. Well, no, I take it back. You're right, actually. They were talking about running to shul. That's called a Tavar Mitzvah. No, that's davening with Tavar Mitzvah. The mitzvah to run, and it's a mitzvah to run to a mitzvah. Okay. So let's see Rashi. Again, this is just the way my brain works, and I apologize that you have to enter into that. When I liked it, when I like to learn a little Ian, and I like it a little bit at a time, I like to ask as many questions as possible. Every little nakuda that you can ask, ask. Will I come up with all? Will we come with the answers all the time? No. But if you don't ask, you might miss the answer. It's very, very important to learn Ian. If you don't ask the questions, and Arishon said, what are you saying? You just take it for granted. But you missed out that he was really answering a huge question because you didn't ask the question, you didn't realize. So Ian is about expanding, opening up. Again, Bikia says you just move. No questions. Just whatever it says, it says. That's great. And that you should do that. Don't even ask one question, Dafyomi, because then you're going to be six blocks behind. Just learn it. Good. Get all shas. When it comes to Ian, you have to be ma'ayin. Ma'ayin means see the depth, but the ikur way to get to the depth is by asking questions. Right? A pircha, a kasha. It's hard, but it breaks it open. Right? So there's so many questions. So let's see Rashi now. And Rashi says, right on the right, seven lines down, eight lines down, al yafsiya psiya gasa. Don't take big steps. Lefi shamara ba'atzma, why not? Because it appears, lefi shamara ba'atzma, he's showing from himself, she'ikuv beis hakinesis, that his staying in the shul, also it's a strong lashon, ikuv means what usually?
Held back.
It's like held back. The fact that, right, the fact that you're running out of shul shows that you felt that you were being held back in shul, and it was basic kinesis, domal alav kamasui. Basic kinesis, it looks like, it feels like what? A donut?
No, it's a doma.
A doma. What? Kamasui is a burden. Right? Yeah. People run out of shul to go to doma. So when a person runs out of shul, he's showing as if shul to him was a burden, and he was like held back. Now the door's open, it's like from school. Chazal say this was the lashon that when Klal Yisrael left Har Sinai. Right, right now in the parshas, we're still by Har Sinai. Right? Even the Egel Zov was by Har Sinai. We're there for many, many months. But eventually when Hashem says to move, there was a certain, not that they were running, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, and Chazal understood that there was a certain lightness in their step, like they were happy to leave Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the motivations. And maybe we'll get to that, if that was considered a psia gasa when they left Mitzrayim. I remember there's a Ramban over there. But, what was my point? Okay, leaving, right? When a person's, right, the burden, that's what the Chazal say. So when a person's leaving, he's running out of that place, like a school, you're running out, like last day of classes, you're running out. That shows that, because not just you want to go to freedom, but you were in jail before, right? So too, when a person runs out of shul, and even if he has a job to get to, you have to be careful. We're going to learn halacha. You have to catch a train. Train's coming. And you're leaving shul. What do? You got to run out of shul?
You go slowly, and then the second you get to the
door
where you could bounce. Go, you run. You jet off.
Maybe. But that's a davar chashuv. Because the person opens the door and he runs out, there's a difference between him walking to the street, crossing the street, and then running. It's a big difference. It shows a chashivas to the place you're in. So we'll have to learn.
Then he says, leave davening a little earlier, even.
Maybe he should get a different job. I don't know. Again, that's beyond. We're talking about what the situation is. So we'll learn halacha. We'll see, you know, what a person's allowed to do. Is he allowed to run out of shul to get to carpool? Is he run out of shul if his wife needs it?
There's also halacha about standing by the back.
That's a different gemara.
That's a similar concept.
Two psachim. And you're saying that with the gemara? We're supposed to, when you go into shul, you're supposed to enter into two gates.
Yeah, because it shows that
you're drain around the back.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So this is a real sugya halacha. I mean, there's a lot to do here. It's the real deal. When you leave shul, how do you leave shul? Now it's okay. Let's keep reading Rashi. I keep getting thrown off over here. Nirdefa. Right, so the pasuk said nirdefa l'das es Hashem. So Rashi says nirdefa.
Yeah, there would be a problem.
He's Rashi's answering the question. Let's ask the question, right? What's bothering Rashi? The Gemara says Abaye, it's a mitzvah to run to shul. Shenemar nirdefa l'das es Hashem. So where is the lashon of running? So Rashi says nirdefa is lashon merutza. That lashon of nirdefa, even though we know it because we learned Torah, but it's a lashon merutza, mashmash rodef rutz. Right? Where do you know the word rodef from?
Rodef. Kills someone by accident.
He's either
it's coming at
Shalom.
Either somebody killed somebody b'shogeg, and then his family member is rodef achre achrem, or you have the sugya. I don't know if it's a pasuk in the Torah, but in Devan Gemara's, where you have a rodeo of trying to kill somebody or doing a veira. Now, it means running. Right? The Goel Hadam is not walking.
Rodev Shalom.
So Rodev Shalom is good, because you're running towards peace. See, Rodev, my understanding is, Rashi says Rodev is running. It's running. But it's a little bit more than that, because it's running.
For a purpose.
It might not be also, when it says Rodev Shalom.
Like pursuing.
Pursuing. That's a better word. Rodev Shalom means you're running. Like everybody imagines Aaron Cohen running after people. Doesn't have to mean running. The Lashon Rutz, to run, physically means running. But it also hasn't, when you go into the Pnimius, Rutz means movement. There's movements. There's, right? Near the Farodef is a Lashon of you're moving towards something with energy. You're pursuing something with motivation. When you're Rodev Shalom, you're running after peace. It doesn't mean you're physically running. It could be. But it means that your inner self is running. It means a lot of energy, a lot of movement getting you towards that desired goal. So when it comes to, right, not stam running, just physically you're running. So when it says, Nirdefa, Ladas es Hashem, you understand. The inner movement towards shul, which could be physical, and here it does mean physical, but it's also meaning why? To Ladas es Hashem. The inner motivation to run the shul is not just because I got to get to Minyan on time. It's because in this place, there's Das Hashem. I'm running towards knowing God. Right? I'm Rodef, just like a Rodef is going to kill somebody, lo aleinu, or Rodef, the Goel Adam, is doing what he feels, and Rodef Shalom, happy you brought that in, because I didn't think about that, and it's much nicer and mashal to bring towards shul. When you're Rodef Shalom, so when you're Rodef, the base Akneses, the base Medrash, right, the inner motivation, the Pnimius, the Nefesh, the Ruach, is really pushing this person towards that goal. Rashi says, Lapirko, let's finish off Rashi, Lapirko, right, they're running to the Shir, Lishmo HaDrasha, they wanted to hear the Drasha, the Shabbos Drasha. The last one, sort of, Reb Zeira says, when I saw them running, I thought they were being Mechalel Shabbos. Interesting. Rashi does not change the word. Mechalion. The Bach said it was Mechalin. Rashi keeps it as Mechalion. Mechalion Rabban Shabbos. I thought they were being Mechal Shabbos. The Amar Mar. What Chil Shabbos is there running to a Drasha? Says Mar in the Gemara in Shabbos, Kofi Gimel, Osir Lefsoa Psia Gasa B'Shabbos. It's also to take large strides on Shabbos. Shememar, the pasuk is im tashiv mishavas raglecha, that on Shabbos you need to separate your walking, your weekday walking and your Shabbos walking. Just on the weekday you run, Shabbos we don't run. We have to separate even the way we walk. So I thought even running to a shir is a problem, but said Rabbi Shua ben Levi, no, running to a shir is mutter. So says Rabbi Zeira, so I also started to run. We'll get back to that. What do you say, Eli? And then we're gonna finish. What do you say?
But Rashi's it, because we all had a question, what Isra were they having, doing? So Rashi answered.
That's Rashi's answer, right. What was wrong? Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.